Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, thank you for listening Word of Eternal Life, broadcast from WCNO 89.9, the Good News Station. If you have any questions, please go to my email, which is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chacov, like Victor, @gmail.com. So, otherwise, also my phone number, 561-397-8071. That's 561-397-8071. Continuation of the message, speaking from Gospel of Matthew about the ministry of Jesus Christ. Verse 32 from chapter 10. Matthew, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. So Jesus is speaking about his presence in his position with the Father in heaven, that he was in the world when he was preaching this message, a teaching, but he knew that he is going back to the Father. That's his eternal domain. He was going to live with the Father forever until he come back for his ministries back again, which is going to be the second coming at the mid-air to receive his saints. But his real second coming to the earth will be in is to deliver the remnant of Jewish nation who will be waiting for the Messiah. Now, he clearly speaks, if you disown me in this earth, see, many people disowned Jesus Christ. Even today, many disown him. Many refuse to believe him. Many refuse to accept him as the Son of God and the only Savior of the universe, of the humanity, that all the other solutions for salvation of humanity is mere words or mere following a religion. A religion is a system which the man-made methods that they were going after different in naming their own gods and goddesses. So there is no ultimately established person such as Jesus Christ and God of the universe. He and his Son Christ alone is the way of salvation. So this is the day when you hear the word of God, God's message spoken by Christ, that this is the day to acknowledge him as he is the Savior. You acknowledge him. Verse 34, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I have come to turn peoples, a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. How can that be? Jesus is supposed to bring peace to the world. Yes, he basically how bring peace? Because when the angels sung a song at his birth, peace to the earth, glory to the kingdom, king of glory to the God of above. But the peace is in your heart when you accept Christ. But if you accept Christ, you will have enmities. You will have enemies. Maybe a son will accept Jesus. The father may not accept him. And he threw him out of the house. Maybe a mother accept the Christ. The family, the daughters and children may not. In otherwise, it can be the other way. Son and daughter, or daughter-in-laws, maybe mother-in-law. everyone is going to be opposite to others, whoever accept Christ. Because to accept Christ, you need to convince your spiritual, your heart need to convince that you are a sinner, that you need salvation. Today, the problem with many people are, they are not sinner. They do everything against God and evil. And the biggest evil is unbelief. You don't believe. See, no one is right. No one is right. Even God himself states, there is no one good. No one is good. In Psalms 14, Psalms 54, Book of Isaiah chapter 53, that says, we all went astray like a sheep. In 54, God is looking from heaven, Psalms 14, looking for someone who will understand, someone will think about God, and he don't find one person. Now, how do we say we are right? How do we accept, how do God accept us? Only by believing and accepting that we are sinners by birth, and then we have committed many sins as we grew up. With the knowledge increases, our sins increases. And we do. No, I didn't say that as a matter of science and good medical knowledge or those. No. But as we grow older, we learn more things. We learn how to do more sins. So because the world is full of sin, you know, that's why we all become sinners. So there's two kinds of sin. One is our birth sin, which passed down to us by Adam and Eve because of their disobedience to God. The natures of Satan came on to Adam and Eve, and it passed on to his descendants, which is what is called sin is, the natures of Satan. So we do have some good natures, but we have more bad natures. So how can you become right? How can you become good, ultimately, altogether good, and avoid completely wrongs? It's impossible in the earth. It's impossible because world is altogether fallen before God, and God's righteousness cannot be found anywhere. There's only one way, God said, unless you confess, you accept my Son Christ as your Savior, he will take your punishment for you, and he will do that ultimate sacrifice of death. See, wages of sin is death. So Jesus died on the sake of our salvation. He's a propitiation. He brought grace and love by that way. But again, we may get against, others may get against us. That's what Jesus is speaking about. I bring not just peace, I bring the sword. Why many people get killed? The sword stand for murdering, killing, persecution. Romans killed millions of Christians in the 3 centuries, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And others, people of the world killed afterwards, continuation. And Christians get killed all the time. Anyone who loves his father or mother, Jesus said in Matthew 10:37. This is the message, preaching of the ministries of Jesus Christ. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. See, what does that mean? When you accept Jesus Christ, some fathers and mothers will turn against you because they haven't accepted Jesus Christ. You love Christ who gave his life for you. That's what God wants from you. You want to love the one who died for you. It's not that you don't respect your parents. You do respect your parents, but you love Christ or God more than anyone else. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. See, you need to love Jesus. Jesus is asking that he loves you and he wants you to love him. A lot of times Christians receive the love of Jesus, but they do not give the love back to him. How would you give your love back to him? By obeying his commandments. His commandments is to love one another and help everyone who is in need of any time of help which you can provide them. So there is the commandment of Jesus, they are not worthy of me. Wherefore finds his life, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. If you try to save yourself from this world and your life, that you may lose your life, because you will not may probably get eternal life. But if you will lose it, your physical life, you may, my sake, will find it. So you will find God's eternal life if you will consider this life is not worth, the life after this is more worthy. He who receives you receives me. So those who believe in Jesus Christ, if the others who receive them in the name of Jesus, Jesus mentioned saying that it's like they're receiving me. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me. See, these are very, very, very powerful statements, but it look like simple conversation. Jesus made a very simple conversation, but at the same time, which is, these are the very strong foundation of Christianity. Very strong foundation. Who receives me will receive you. You receive, he who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. The one who sent is God the Father. The one who sent is God the Father. So you actually is receiving the God the Father and his message through Jesus Christ. So what is telling you, you need to treat others very respectfully and lovingly. You need to show that you love Jesus. And anyone who receives a people because he is a prophet will receive the prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man, because he is a righteous man, will receive the righteous man's reward. So this is like, sometimes you don't get the meaning of it. What is a prophet's reward? If you receive a prophet because he is a prophet, will receive the prophet's reward. See, the prophet's reward, everybody have a reward. Each of you, each of me, every one of us will have a reward for what we have done, for who we are. Okay? A prophet has his level of reward. Only God knows what his reward is. His respect with God, in God, and God respects to the prophet is greater, in my suggestion, than all the other ordinary people. God honors his servants. In the Old Testament, it was the prophets and then the priests and those who obeyed him. They have a reward from God. Now, in the New Testament, there is New Testament prophets of the Holy Spirit. And they have a reward based on their position. See, if you are called to be a preacher of the gospel, you have a reward of a gospel preacher. If you obeyed God, you will have a reward of obedience, of what you have done for God also. So there is a reward that if you honor them, there's a reward. Even if you honor them, you receive the reward of a prophet. The prophet gives himself as a reward for you. So that is what you are talking about here. So a righteous man, anyone who receives a righteous man, he will receive the righteous man's reward. And if anyone give even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. So you have done something for the disciples. In the name of Christ, you will have a reward. Amen. So Jesus' teachings are really, really important and very, 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 very importantly noticeable here. In Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, continuing. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. Jesus lived around Nazareth and Galilee, the city, town, villages of Galilee and Nazareth. These are fishing villages where many people of all types lived there. Majority were fishermen, and they were laborers, and they lived on fishing and working for the fishermen. The bigger guys, they employed many fishermen as well. So when Jesus heard John was arrested, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" See, John got arrested. See, in the Gospel of John, we can read that how John was arrested. And it was Herod Antipas, the king of that territory. Herod Antipas was living a sinful life, and he lived with his brother's wife. And Herodias was his brother Philip's wife. Philip was away in Rome, as the emperor ordered him to come to Rome. And Herod Antipas, his brother, used this opportunity, and they met together as his wife joined Herod Antipas. So she was not married, and Herod Antipas divorced his wife, his real wife, and he married her. It's not written in the Bible or in the Gospel. You got to go and read the Jewish historian Josephus. It tells you the antiquities of Jews in that part of his book. You can read this history. So when John heard in prison, John was put in prison by Herod Antipas because of his preaching. He said to Herod that you are sinning. You need to send her away. It's not right for you to have your brother's wife. But Herod got angry, and his partner Herodias got angry. They put him in prison. And then John the Baptist kind of knew that his time of the ministry is almost over, because he was the voice of the Lord. He was the voice which was spoken according to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah the prophet said, is the voice of the one in the wilderness. Voice of the one in the wilderness. I have spoken about this before, but once again, in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, if you go and read verse 3, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough grounds shall become level, and the rugged places plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. See, this is what was going to was happening with Christ. When Christ was coming, announcing his coming was done by John the Baptist, like 6 months before. John was 6 months older than Jesus Christ. If you read the Gospel of Luke about the birth of John the Baptist and then the birth of Jesus. So voice of the one calling, prepare the way for the Lord. So John was the preparer. What was he preparing? Making straight. What is to make straight? The hearts of people. People need to make a way, like a highway, a spiritual highway in their life, that all the roads, you know, that highway in hearts of people will open it up towards Jesus coming, that they can receive him. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain shall be made low, the rough ground shall become level. See, when you accept Christ, the rough grounds in your heart need to get level. The highways have to be made, the road has to be prepared. So what you can do, you walk towards Jesus, you walk to Lord, God. I mean, this is what John the Baptist came for. Now he is in the jail. Now he knew that was his ministry. Not more than that, that was his ministry. And he baptized many for the repentance. Repentance baptism, you know. They accepted a repentance. That is what the Jewish people used to do from the ancient of time. Every time they made a change in their lifestyle or any decision changes that towards God or good, they make a baptism. So that baptism was accepted by God as a pre-baptism before accepting Jesus. You don't have to do a repentance baptism before accepting Jesus. You only have to do in your heart a transformating change. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, you know, John heard about Jesus' ministry. John was in the prison when Jesus actually started the ministry. It says in Matthew chapter 4, also in the Gospel of John, John go to jail, he started preaching the same message, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? See, John wanted to make sure. See, John got a little confused. Maybe sometimes people think maybe possible, because he actually wanted to confirm the one he was preaching about was Christ. He already knew when he baptized John. John baptized Jesus. In the Gospel of John, we read that in the second chapters and Matthew chapter 3, that when he baptized him, God gave him a sign. In those who, whoever you baptize, in that person you see the Holy Spirit coming down in the form of the dove and residing on him. That is the one who, that's the one who is to come and baptize people in the Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit comes through Christ's message to us. Today, the Holy Spirit comes through the message of Christ by anyone who is preaching. And the Word of God brings Holy Spirit to speak to the people's heart. Even now, those who listen, the Word of God, Holy Spirit, is coming to you and asking you to repent if you have never accepted Christ. So Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. See, this is what is going on, that the blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. What a final word was, very powerful. Blessed is the one, the man who does not fall away on account of me. The many were falling away in Israel by Pharisees and scribes. They were trying to divert people away from Jesus. When Jesus was preaching the truth gospel, those who have leprosy cured, diseases healed, the deaf hear, dead raised. See, this is what's happening. That's what message Jesus answered to John the Baptist's messengers. Some of his disciples who were left with him till the end, some of the disciples of him who went with Jesus, amen, Andrew, praise the Lord, Nathaniel was coming afterwards, James and John. So some of those disciples who left John in the beginning time of Jesus' ministry, and it was John who pointed out to them that here comes the Lamb of God who is going to bear the sins of the whole world. In John chapter 1 and 2, John the Baptist mentioned this, pointed out Christ to his disciples two times. And one time, two of them followed Jesus. So there were some of them. And there were others who left with him when he was in jail. He sent them. Then what did Jesus say? Hey, go and say that I am the one. No, that's not what Jesus said. Go and tell him what you see. What you see is the proof of who is me, or who is the Son of God, or who is the one who take the sins of the world, or who is the Lamb of God. This will be convinced to the Jews and everyone in Israel by the work of Christ. See, it's the work which proves who you are. Your work will prove who you are. So he said, what you see, go and report. And John's disciples were leaving. So John's disciples get the message, and they were going back to report this to John. Chapter 11, Matthew, verse 7. John's disciples were leaving. Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. See, now Jesus have a word about John. What did you go into the desert to see? See, many people went to the desert. Well, that's where they heard about repentance. Then they got baptized. That's where they heard about the Son of God coming, the Lamb of God from John. And why did you go there? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in the clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in the king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? Then Jesus answered himself, a prophet. Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you. So God already talked about Jesus' forerunner, the messenger who will be coming before Jesus. This was also written in another prophecies as well. Christ was coming, and John was the one declaring that beforehand. A man who not clothed, dressed in king's clothes, but he was only wearing camel's hair and a leather belt. This is John the Baptist who preached about Jesus. Now Jesus giving a opinion, suggestion about who John the Baptist was. May the Lord richly bless you. And with this, I conclude this message. And next time, we'll see you again. God richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.